This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We were just talking about a recent Boston Globe report about Barack Obama's connection to low-income housing developers in Chicago. The report focused on Grove Park Plaza, which it described as having vacant, uninhabitable units. Lonnie Richardson is president of the Grove Park Plaza Tenant Association. Lonnie's with us now. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Great. So you've been at Grove Park Plaza for 20 years.
Yes.
Describe to me how it's changed over time, if it's changed.
Well, it's have changed many a times, but the change we see it now, it's not about all about Grove Park. It's about all subsidized housing. What's changed in Grove Park, we have gotten more tenant involvement, and we've seen a need for that because the tenants have never been at the table on the decision-making process. So that's one of the reasons, one of the things I've seen that changed in Grove Park.
Well, tenant involvement certainly sounds like a plus. What are you guys asking for, and who are you asking?
Well, what we're asking for, we have had some victories. We've seen that it was kind of, we had poor management with poor developers, so we did research and we brought developers in, poor. Preservation for affordable housing. We thought that they was a good developer and had a good track record, and we brought them in to try to see if we can get them as management or then as owners. We do have them as current management now. So that's one of the successes that we've seen is positive that's happening in Grove Park.
Are you seeing any change on the day-to-day with the conditions of units and safety, or are you hopeful that will happen but you haven't seen it yet?
Well, we're hopeful that that will happen, but what's going on now, you know, I guess from two managements, Moorhead Associations and Habitat, since they are out now, and we have a new management in, trying to bring up the inspection. They're doing inspections. They're doing repairs. Sure, they are. We're hopeful that it's working out. We're hoping that change of owners would happen soon, you know. But they are doing repairs to bring it up so we can pass the inspections. That's the first thing, to pass the inspection. And once that's done, then we can move on to things that have to be done with the new management and possibly the new owners.
Now, the article that came out in the Boston Globe focused on whether or not Senator Obama was connected to some of the developers on, who were rehabbing public housing or managing public housing, and whether or not those people who were some of his fundraisers or connected to him through his work in law were not doing their jobs. Do you feel like this issue of what's been going on in some of the public housing in Chicago reflects poorly on Senator Obama?
Well, personally, me, myself, I don't see that it's personally focusing on Senator Obama when he was a senator or when he was a lawyer, whatever the situation was on that. We need both campaigns to see that this is an opportunity to take a strong stand on public housing for human rights. You know, it's critical that we look for the failure of the privatized housing need to be strongly addressed. And especially tenant control, oversight on tenant control.
Well, Mr. Richardson, thanks so much.
And that's another thing. You know, talking about Obama, we know that private developers are connected with both parties, you know. And we need to see that this the tenants have more participation in the funding for the HUD program.
All right, Mr. Richardson, thanks for your time. You have a great day.
Yeah, okay.
Lonnie Richardson is president of the Grove Park Plaza Tenant Association.